This story begins with Rob Simon, Dr. Rob Simon, an orthopedic surgeon who lives in northern Palm Beach County. At the top of his game, Simon owned his own practice, pieces of several other practices, and a few other businesses. Simon was a wealthy man, but that was before an epically messy divorce from his wife of 20 years.
My future, I am a financial cinder. I'm burned because I don't have the money to invest. I don't have money to build a business. So I'm a permanent employee now.
To pay his legal fees and settle with his ex-wife, Simon had to sell his practices and liquidate his other businesses. Now, he's an orthopedic surgeon for hire. He works for other doctors and grosses $20,000 a month. From that, he must pay his former wife more than $14,000 a month in alimony for the rest of his life. He says the burden is wrecking his life and preventing him from helping his kids.
Fortunately, we bought the Florida prepaid college fund, but there's books, there's living expenses, there's fees. I can't afford it. When they go to college, I will not be able to support them in college.
Cases like Simon's have been heard frequently in Tallahassee over the past few years. 2 years ago, they led to passage of a bill that has attempted to limit the use of permanent alimony, but didn't really, according to divorce lawyers. But this year's bill would take permanent alimony off the table and limit temporary alimony according to the length of the marriage. But it would also change an ancient principle of alimony. Lakeland State Senator Kelly Stargell is one of the bill's sponsors.
Permanent alimony almost gives an impression that you're going to live off this other person for the rest of your life at the same level that you live in a marriage, and that's just unrealistic.
Stargell's bill explicitly requires both parties to accept that divorce will lower the standard of living for both. At the University of Miami, Associate Law Professor Marianne Frank says permanent alimony is a relic of a time when it may have been necessary for some women.
Most of our alimony rules were written at a time when women really had no access to the market, when their marriage prospects really were determining the course of their existence. Those things have clearly changed, and alimony, at least in Florida, has not really caught up with some of those changes.
Attempts to reach Dr. Simon's former wife were unsuccessful, but Miami attorney Marcia Soto, who was not involved in that case, says there are times when permanent alimony makes sense.
The potential impoverishment of spouses that have been in long-term marriages, some that could be 20, 30 years, perhaps giving up educational opportunities, professional opportunities, many times to help the other spouse increase their earning potential, increase their career.
Even if the bill passes, judges could still order alimony that lasts so long it's essentially permanent, but, and this is a change, they would have to explain their reasoning in writing. But no amount of reasoning would convince Dr. Rob Simon.
I have no problem giving her some money for a long period of time. But at some point, someone's got to pull up their bootstraps and get a job and work.
The alimony bill is being promoted by a lobbyist whose fee is paid from contributions to an organization of angry alimony payers. Rob Simon sends the group $15 a month. He says it's all he can afford. I'm Rick Stone in Miami.